From Tidbits on January 11th, 2010, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, notable software updates for January 11th, 2010, written by Tidbits staff. Bonjour Update 2010-001. Apple has quietly released Bonjour Update 2010-001 via software update, saying only that, quote, this update improves the reliability of connections between iTunes and Apple TV, end quote. Previously known as Rendezvous, Bonjour is Apple's implementation of the ZeroConf protocol for discovering network services. Oddly, Bonjour Update 2010-001 hasn't yet appeared on the Apple Support Downloads page. Dockhaven 4.2. Some time has elapsed since our last check-in with Holy Mackerel Software's cross-platform document management software, Dockhaven. But the program is still going strong, having recently received a significant update. Version 4.2 lets users compress files into zip archives, add user or client photos, and provide distinct item descriptions for each group, and it extends support for Ubuntu 9. Also, each group now has a designated administrator, a view option has been added to the Find menu, and the transfer window now displays the estimated time remaining on the current transfer. The latest version requires you are running macOS 10, 10.5 or later. Full release notes are available on the Holy Mackerel Software website. Firefox 3.5.7. In a classic example of why we maintain the watch list, Firefox 3.5.7 from Mozilla fixes a bug that could cause users to miss notification of major updates to the popular web browser. The update also fixes an obscure DNS resolution problem, and, only for Windows users, a crash-inducing bug. BusyCal 1.1.2. Those with long-standing birthday events in BusyMac's BusyCal will appreciate version 1.1.2, which now calculates birthdays before 1940 correctly when running in 32-bit mode. That's obscure, as is changing the decade date range in list view to 2001 to 2010, but more welcome are fixes for crashing bugs that could bite when resizing events in the week view. If an edit and conflict occurred at the same time, and if a calendar didn't have a name. Also improved is BusyCal's handling of deleted Google Calendar feeds. This release appeared shortly after BusyCal 1.1.1, which addressed a number of issues with Google Sync, including a, quote, could not delete entry error, an error that caused calendars to be orphaned, and an error that caused calendar titles to be displayed as UIDs. Also, several other bugs have been fixed, including two that caused crashes, one related to corrupted fonts, and one related to undoing stacks. Bonjour and Google network efficiency has also been improved. A full list of changes is available on BusyMac's website. HudaSpot 2.6.2. Huda Software has released a maintenance update to HudaSpot, the file search tool that provides an alternate front end to Spotlight. Version 2.6.2 comes on the heels of the more major 2.6 release, which included new add group toolbar items, search location service, the capability to narrow the search scope, adjustable icon sizing in grid view, available contextual menus in grid view, and improved integration with macOS 10 services. The latest version refreshes the help book, simplifies the display of file sizes, and fixes bugs related to column width. Full release notes are available on Huda Software's website. Corel Painter 11.0.1.42. Corel has released a maintenance update to its professional painting and illustration software, Corel Painter 11. Changes include improved on-screen transformations when using the transformation tool, better transformation rendering during application, enhanced copy and paste capabilities, consistent sizing when switching between the eraser and brush tools, and more accurate color management when working on a second monitor. Also, color profiles will now be maintained in clones and user-safe profiles in the user folder, CPU load is less during idle times, and the Smart Stroke auto-painting system has been enhanced. A full list of changes is available on Corel's website. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.